Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Great War for Civilization. The Conquest of the Middle East is Robert Fisk's sweeping account of modern Middle Eastern history as witnessed and investigated by one of the region's most prominent foreign correspondents. First published in the early 2000s and updated in later editions, the book traces decades of conflict, revolution, occupation, and political betrayal across countries including Lebanon, Israel, and Palestine, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and Algeria. Fisk combines on-the-ground reporting with historical context, drawing connections between colonial-era decisions and contemporary crises. He focuses on the human consequences of war and repression, often foregrounding civilians, refugees, prisoners, and survivors whose stories rarely shape official narratives. The title signals a critique of how great power strategies, regional authoritarianism, and ideological movements have repeatedly collided, producing cycles of violence. Dense, urgent, and confrontational, the book challenges readers to reconsider familiar headlines through a long view of responsibility, memory, and the cost of geopolitical ambition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, witness journalism and the ethics of reporting war. A central topic is Fisk's approach to reporting as a witness rather than a distant commentator. The book emphasizes the idea that conflicts cannot be understood solely through briefings, communiques, or official timelines. Fisk places value on presence at the scene, returning to the same places across years to observe what has changed and what has been erased. This method also raises ethical questions: how a journalist portrays suffering, how to avoid reducing people to symbols, and how to resist pressures to echo state narratives. The work is known for its insistence that language matters, including how terms like terrorism, security, retaliation, and collateral damage can conceal agency and accountability. Fisk's long career in the region lets him compare different wars and uprisings, showing recurring patterns in how violence is justified and later forgotten. The topic also includes the practical risks and moral strain of covering massacres, bombardments, and prison systems while trying to preserve accuracy. For readers, this becomes both an education in media literacy and a study of the responsibilities and limitations of frontline correspondents. Secondly, imperial legacies and the making of modern borders. The book devotes significant attention to how imperial decisions shape the political geography and tensions of the Middle East. Fisk links contemporary conflicts to earlier periods of European intervention, mandate administration, and the carving of borders that often ignored local identities and histories. He explores how colonial and post-colonial relationships influence military alliances, arms sales, intelligence cooperation, and diplomatic double standards. This topic highlights how external powers repeatedly promised stability while entrenching divisions, empowering client elites, and treating the region as a strategic corridor for trade routes, military basing, and energy resources. The consequences are portrayed as long-lasting states built with fragile legitimacy, minorities caught between national projects, and populations living with the memory of earlier betrayals. Fisk's narrative suggests that understanding present-day crises requires tracing the chain of decisions, from early 20th century agreements to late 20th century interventions. By showing how official histories often minimize these origins, the book argues for historical accountability as a tool for clearer analysis. Readers come away with a framework for connecting current headlines to deeper structures, rather than treating each war as an isolated eruption. Thirdly, Israel, Palestine, and the politics of memory. Another major topic is the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians, and the way competing narratives shape policy, identity, and international response. Fisk addresses how displacement, occupation, and cycles of violence are experienced differently by communities and then translated into political language. The book examines the human impact of military power, checkpoints, sieges, and retaliatory logic, while also considering how historical trauma is invoked to justify present actions. A key element is the politics of memory, which events are commemorated, which are denied, and how remembrance becomes a battleground as intense as territory itself. Fisk's reporting often points to the gap between diplomatic rhetoric and lived reality, describing how peace processes can become procedural substitutes for justice and security. This topic also connects to media framing and Western political culture, where sympathies and taboos influence what can be said about responsibility. By repeatedly returning to testimonies and scenes of aftermath, the narrative stresses continuity across decades, challenging readers to think in terms of cumulative harm. The result is not a simple primer, but a sustained exploration of how power, fear, and historical claims interact to perpetuate an unresolved struggle. Fourthly, Lebanon, sectarianism, and the anatomy of civil war. Lebanon serves as a crucial lens in the book for understanding how civil wars begin, how they are fueled from the outside, and how societies are changed by prolonged violence. Fisk reported extensively from Beirut and uses the Lebanese civil war to analyze militia politics, foreign interventions, sieges, and massacres. This topic explores the mechanics of sectarianism, how identity categories can be hardened by propaganda, survival needs, and patronage networks, turning neighbors into adversaries. Fisk also shows that sectarian conflict is rarely purely internal, since regional and international actors often sponsor factions and manipulate grievances for strategic advantage. The narrative considers how cities and communities adapt to violence through informal economies, shifting alliances, and psychological numbness, and how accountability is frequently postponed or erased after the guns fall silent. Lebanon's experience becomes a warning about how fragile states can be fragmented when institutions collapse and armed groups claim legitimacy. For readers, the Lebanese chapters illustrate the micro-level reality of war and the macro-level incentives that keep it going. The topic emphasizes that reconstruction without truth-telling can leave the roots of conflict intact, ready to re-emerge in new forms. Lastly, from the Gulf Wars to the War on Terror Intervention and Blowback, the book examines late 20th and early 21st century interventions, including the Gulf conflicts and the broader War on Terror, as pivotal episodes in the region's modern history. Fisk scrutinizes the stated goals of military campaigns versus their actual outcomes, focusing on how bombing, sanctions, occupation, and regime change shape civilian life and political radicalization. He highlights the role of propaganda, selective intelligence, and simplified morality tales that portray complex societies as mere theaters for strategic competition. This topic also addresses blowback, how policies intended to contain threats can generate new grievances, empower extremist narratives, and destabilize neighboring states. Fisk's reporting style emphasizes the immediate aftermath of violence and the long tail of consequences, such as displaced populations, damaged institutions, and normalized emergency rule. The narrative suggests that repeated interventions create a cycle where each war is justified by the disorder left by previous wars. For readers, this topic provides tools to evaluate claims about humanitarianism, security, and democratization with skepticism and evidence. It also encourages reflection on accountability, asking how decisions made in distant capitals ripple through families and communities for generations, shaping the political landscape that future leaders inherit. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious, ground-level understanding of modern Middle Eastern conflicts beyond summaries and talking points. Journalists, students of international relations, history readers, and anyone trying to interpret news about war, occupation, and political violence will find it especially valuable. It can benefit a reader's life by strengthening critical thinking about sources, language, and the motives behind official narratives. Fisk's long-time engagement with the region also helps readers see patterns across decades, making it easier to recognize how today's crises are connected to earlier interventions, border making, and unresolved injustices. Compared to many books that focus narrowly on a single country or a single war, this work offers a broad yet deeply reported panorama, combining historical context with firsthand observation. That combination gives it staying power as a reference for understanding how policy decisions translate into human consequences. It is worth buying if you want a demanding, immersive account that challenges comforting explanations and insists on accountability, memory, and the lived reality of civilians. Even when readers disagree with Fisk's judgments, the breadth of reporting and the insistence on confronting uncomfortable facts make it a distinctive and influential contribution among books on the Middle East. If you would like to support Robert Fisk, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.